This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, welcome Sarah Clark into the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good, good.
Tell us about the Merrimack Valley a cappella, the MVA.
Those
who didn't know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so Merrimack Valley a cappella is an a cappella barbershop chorus that consists of four parts: bass, baritone, tenor, and lead. We are an all female identifying group. So we are singers of all ages who love to sing and achieve musical excellence through continuing education and performance while fostering individual growth. We're also a proud member of Sweet Adelines International, which is the largest nonprofit women's singing association in the world. And so last month, this is the news that we wanted to bring to the Good Vibe Tribe, was that annually we compete against the other choruses in our region in Springfield at Symphony Hall. And at this year's regional contest, we made MVA history by scoring the highest we ever have in our 50 years as a chorus.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
13 points.
That's incredible.
And this brought us to second place in our region. And on top of all of that, our directors, Carol Smolensky and Sally Jeffrey, became master directors because of how well we scored.
That's awesome.
And I imagine in the world of barbershop quartets, most of them are men, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, historically, yes, we Adelines, it's an international organization. And our chorus has been together for 50 years. And so, you know, we're a group of nearly 40 women, and it's really nice, and everyone is super supportive. And also, in addition to Carol and Sally, I also wanted to nominate Kate Roberts for the Good Vibe Tribe. She's our wonderful bass section leader and team coordinator and for MVA, and she also just does a lot for our region as well. And just truly everybody who is in the chorus and all of our administrative and section leaders. Everyone is incredible and does just immense work for the chorus.
So you sent us a video of all of you singing, which was really fun to watch, but you look like you're having such a good time. What's it like to sing all together in a group like that?
It is such a beautiful journey from start to finish. We learn our music at home, and then we come together and we bring our love for music and, more importantly, our love for each other as well. There is just genuine connection between everyone. And even though we do compete and we do hold ourselves to that, like, you know, high competitive standard, we just always keep at the first and foremost the love that we have for each other, which is really nice.
What kind of songs does a women's barbershop chorus sing, and what makes it a barbershop chorus and not just a woman's chorus?
Yeah, so barbershop is dependent on the type of chords that you use in a song. So a song can be arranged. Certain songs are better for others, or certain songs are better than others for barbershop, but it is all dependent on the chords that you use in it. So currently our new music that we're learning includes Imagine. We also do like songs like Lean On Me. We did for our international competition in Kansas City in October. We did Don't Stop. We did a few other ones as well. And so,
are we doing any like Sabrina Carpenter or The Weeknd?
So we're not doing Camptown Races. Okay.
I'm working on it. Maybe some Chapel Roan one day if we ever can find a barbershop arrangement of Chapel. But
my only frame of reference is Pitch Perfect, so I'm coming from baseline here.
fair.
Sarah, when can we get the Merrimack Valley a cappella in studio?
When would you like us?
Oh. Well, so I had asked her offline when she booked this a few weeks ago if they might could do the Can't Be Kennedy theme. And they just didn't have time.
Okay.
But I bet you'll have time sometime soon, right?
Heck yes, I'm sure we would love to, you know, whip up something and bring it into the studio for you guys.
We would love it.
I would love them
if
to come
in. If you would like to have us, please. Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. Singing us into and out of content breaks, just something, whatever it is.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to make that happen in the near future, okay?
All right.
I'll talk to Carol and Sally. Thank you guys so much for having us, and we really appreciate your time.
All right, and if people want to find the MVA, the Merrimack Valley Chorus, go to merrimackvalleychorus.com, or you can drop us a text here in the studio to find out more about them at 617-655-1234. Sarah, you and everybody over at MVA are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo. Thank you all so much. It's so lovely to be part of the Good Vibe Tribe, and we really hope to see maybe more people in a rehearsal sometime.
Talk to you soon, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And just a quick reminder, if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we've got some slots available over the next couple of weeks. Call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Whether you have something going on in your life you just want to share, maybe you got a new job, or you're headed off on vacation, or you're proud of your kid who's going off to college, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be an organization. It can just be something that's happening in your life that you want to share some good news about.
And Carson, funny story, I just got an email from Sarah this morning, who we just spoke to.
Yes.
Saying that on November 2nd, they're hosting their annual show, which is their biggest fundraiser. And they are going to be competing in the 2026 International Chorus Competition in Columbus, Ohio, and celebrating their 50th year as a chorus. So go check them out. Help them get to that show.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. The gang is all here.
Ooh-dee-hoo.
Everybody's here in the regular seats. Everything is back to normal in the world.
Musical chairs of August is over.
We barely survived. It's good to have everybody back. It's good to see your faces.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who came in and guest hosted.
Yes. Thank you to Jason, and thank you to Tiffany as well.
And Kaylee.
And, oh, I forgot about Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, I put my girlfriend to work.
Yes, of course. All right, let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. It was a celebrity-filled concert weekend here in our city. The Joe Bros were here, of course, for a couple of shows at Fenway Park. And as noted from all of our calls on Friday, half of that place was filled up by Mix 104.1 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out a whole bunch of people to celebrate this show. They brought out Chris Caraba from Dashboard Confessional.
Wow.
Dashboard Confessional. Joe saying, I don't know how many times I've wept to his music that Chris really taught us how to sing just from afar.
That's cool.
They also brought out Jesse McCartney. Nick Jonas said that Jesse was the first one who took a shot on them. They let Jesse let them open for him on tour, and that's sort of how they got their start.
Did they sing Beautiful Soul?
I don't know what they sang together.
Some guy sang that on karaoke when we were on gone on vacation in the Dominican, and the crowd lost their minds when Jesse McCartney came on the karaoke, and the guy crushed it.
And Glenn Powell, who is currently filming a movie in Rhode Island, made a quick appearance when he introduced the brothers on stage. They also let Kevin sing for the first time ever. Kevin Jonas has his own song. It's called Changing. This is just cell phone audio, but here it is.
So
about
did you,
damn time.
Justice for Kevin.
Thank
always.
You.
So did you say this is the first time he's ever performed with them?
It's his first time singing lead.
Wow.
So on a song. So that's his song. So congratulations. Oh, my God.
Good for him. Let my boy shine.
I know. And Morgan Wallen spent some time at Gillette Stadium with two shows there. He had some help from a few New England Patriot legends for his signature entrance on Friday. He was walked out by head coach Mike Vrabel.
Stark contrast to Jesse McCartney.
For night two, he was joined by future Hall of Famer Rob Gronkowski. Mr. Gronkowski was sporting a Patriots jersey with 617 on the back. He caught a guitar that was tossed to him by Morgan, and then he spiked it before Morgan came out of the
tunnel. No, he did not.
Oh,
did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did. What else is he going to do, play it? He's Gronk.
Right?
That's great. Oh, I need to see that.
It's very good. It's very good.
That's so funny.
And there was a little show down on the Cape called the Mixed Beach House, and one Billy Idol happened to be there. Ooh. He played 8 songs, melted all of our faces off, and wrapped it all up with the crowd singing Rebel Yell.
Is that you?
Yeah, that was my audio. Yes, yes.
No, I'm at the woo!
I would love to give you some cooler stuff, but that's all I've got.
A lot of cool shows this weekend, Kennedy.
He was the nicest, Dan. It just, you know, he's a rock star on stage, and all of the leather and the boots and the spikes and the chains and the hair and all of it.
He's very cool.
He is super cool. And then he sat down with us and was kind and warm and engaging and looked at you in the eye and was just everything that you would hope a normal person would be, even though they're dressed like they're ready to just like destroy the world.
But they, it's clear that he still very much loves what he does.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was not phoning in a thing.
No, not at all. So hopefully we'll have that interview for you. If not this morning, then maybe tomorrow. There'll be a bunch of stuff going up on social media as well.
Yep.
So that is one beach house down, Kennedy.
It is indeed.
One beach house down.
And Saturday Night Live, will we see a big shakeup for season 51? It looks like yes.
Wow.
According to Lorne Michaels, we can expect that because they couldn't do it last year. Apparently, he didn't want to make any waves during the 50th anniversary. He just wanted to like kind of not have any disruptions,
right.
Focus on celebrating that history. But it looks like the new cast will be announced in a week or so, and there is only one cast member confirmed to return.
Wow.
One, and it's not Kenan Thompson.
Well, that's blasphemy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's James Austin Johnson, the guy that plays Trump in a bunch of other places.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's all I know. But
I had it.
I know you will.
While I was traveling, I listened to the Smartless podcast where they interviewed Bill Hader. And the stories that he tells about behind the scenes at SNL, his impersonation of Lorne Michaels is worth the entire thing. I laughed for like an hour and a half straight. In fact, Lana had to slap me at some point. She's like, the plane is quiet and you're over here laughing like an idiot. I'm like, I can't help it. Bill Hader with that Smartless podcast crew was the absolute funniest thing I've heard in a very long time. But the behind the scenes stories, he never even auditioned for SNL, Bill Hader. Like somebody saw him at a comedy club. It's like, oh, I know Lorne Michaels. I should introduce you. And that's how he ended up on the show. It's wild. So anyway, go check that out if you want.
And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Aaron from Auburn.
Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
It is leg day. She's on the way to the gym.
Get it, girl.
Can't skip leg day.
I thought leg days were Tuesdays and Thursdays. What are we doing here? No?
Huh?
I thought leg days were Tuesdays and Thursdays.
According to whom?
No one in this room does leg day.
I thought Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do curls for the girls, and Tuesdays and Thursdays was leg day.
I think you haven't been to the gym
anymore. Oh, I'll have to try that out.
Are you just watching gym bro TikToks?
That's what I learned from, like, Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
All right, we kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
We've all skipped leg day for 30 years.
All right, good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
I mean that.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you. She is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Of course you are. Here we go. Question number one. Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz were spotted looking close in Paris after their film premiere, fueling romance rumors. Butler rose to fame in 2022 when he portrayed the king of rock and roll in a biographical drama. Who is the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley.
Selena Gomez and Manny Blanco apparently had bachelor and bachelorette parties this weekend. Hers was in Cabo. His was in Vegas. Which country is Cabo in?
Mexico.
Mariah Carey will receive the Video Vanguard Award at this year's VMAs, even though she's never actually won a VMA. What famous trophy do they hand out to winners at the VMAs?
The popcorn statue.
Question number four. All 10 episodes of The Office spinoff The Paper will hit Peacock on September 4th. Which Office character is the spinoff about?
I don't know.
Question number five. Sources say the strain in Justin and Hailey Bieber's marriage came from Justin concentrating on his new album. What is the name of his new album that came out on July 11th?
Oh my God, my kids are going to kill me. Wag?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Are you not listening to the Biebs when you bust out leg presses at the gym?
I'm going to be in big trouble.
Kennedy, welcome back. Aaron got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Yes, these are difficult. What's your favorite leg exercise, Kennedy, at the gym?
I don't go to the gym. Squats, I guess.
Squats are good.
The best for your money. You know, you don't got to go to the gym to do squats. You can just sit at home and do some lunges, squats, lunges. There you go. Make that booty look good.
All right, here we go. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz were spotted looking close in Paris after their film premiere, fueling reckless speculation that they are dating.
Uh-huh.
Butler rose to fame in 2022 when he portrayed the king of rock and roll in a biographical drama. Who is the king of rock and roll?
Elvis.
Question number two. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco apparently had bachelor and bachelorette parties this weekend. Hers was in Cabo. His was in Vegas. Which country is Cabo in?
Cabo, San Lucas, Mexico?
I want to know who is in Benny Blanco's groomsman party.
Definitely Lil Dicky.
Like Charlie Puth, Ed Sheeran.
Lil Dicky.
Who was that crew in Vegas?
Yeah, that's a pretty, that'd be an interesting group to hang out with. You know, you just imagine hers is like, you know, massages and peaceful and champagne, and his is utter chaos. Mm-hmm.
Every song that comes on in the club, someone in the group has wrote it or
right.
sang it.
Yeah, he's dressed as a unicorn.
He's just like counting money every time he gets played.
Tied to 2, question number 3. Mariah Carey will receive the Video Vanguard Award, which is an interesting choice because she's never actually won a VMA.
Yes, but she's Mariah. Respect must be paid.
What famous trophy do they hand out to the winners of the VMAs?
Oh, the VMA is the moon person.
Yeah, moon man, moon person. 3-2, question number 4. All 10 episodes of The Office spinoff The Paper will hit Peacock September 4th. Which Office character is the spinoff about?
I don't know. Stanley. Mm.
Oscar. I mean, it should have been about Trude. Dwight Trude is who it should have been about.
Stanley's spinoff would just be called Pretzel Day.
I'm okay with that.
3-2, question number 5. Sources say the strain in Justin and Hailey Bieber's marriage came from Justin concentrating on his new album. It came out July 11th. It is called...
Swag?
Yes, I know you've got UConn bumping in that car of yours.
I have what?
UConn?
What's a UConn? A potato.
No, that's his song.
Awesome. UConn Cornelius.
Oh, that's the best UConn in town.
Mm-hmm.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
It's nice to sit back over here where I can just make your job harder.
It's good the gang's hauled back, right?
Let's sit over here and say dumb stuff.
It really worked. I mean, you said dumb stuff. Right.
Yeah, I said dumb stuff.
Don't think you
too.
Didn't. I'm proud of your
from
dumb
a different
stuff,
place. Now, when you sit in this chair over here, Dan,
just
something happens.
From panic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Aaron, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in before leg day. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, my name is Erin from Auburn, and I can't be
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend, Kennedy?
Well, on Saturday, I heard my first ketamine treatment.
And?
It was really interesting. So I'll be interested to see how, because I'm doing three right now. There'll be three. And you pretty much go there. We had like a little bit of a session first, and then you take the meds, and then you kind of wait. And then you sort of like, I wouldn't say it was a real trippy thing. The word I used most often was groovy, I think.
Okay. So I was talking with somebody while I was gone on vacation with a friend who was with us. Mm-hmm. And I told them I had no idea of what the experience was like for you. So you stay at this place overnight or for a couple of hours?
No. 3 hours max. My session lasted about an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Once I started to when I was like, I'm done now. I think I'm done now. So we used the smallest amount of dose for this particular one. I think we realized that I probably am going to double that next time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just really interesting. I don't feel different and changed and fixed. You know, of course I don't. This is a marathon, not a sprint. But I felt more positive after I left there. The weekend, I felt more positive.
Okay.
I wasn't as anxious as I might have normally been at the beach house. You know, just little things.
Did you take any notes while you were there during all of it?
Well, no, because I pretty much was quiet and didn't say anything. Like when I woke up and I said, I think I'm done now. And she said, okay. And she goes, it's been an hour and 45 minutes. And I was like, really? Because I thought it maybe been 45 minutes tops.
Uh-huh.
So we talked. She took notes. And then I was quiet. I took some notes. And I have a journal that I just keep with me now all the time in case things pop up here and there.
Right.
So I'm really interested for the next one. I think that'll be kind of a little bit more of a journey.
Okay.
If you will.
Sure.
Yeah, and then Sunday we went to the Mix Beach House and watched Billy Idol melt our faces off. So it was a good weekend.
You saved some ketamine for that?
Of course not. It is a prescribed medication. It is not something I bought off the
street. One for you, two for me.
That's not how it
works. Okay, I didn't know you were the feds.
I'm not the feds. But I'm also not going to make jokes about something I feel is important, so there you go.
I know, I probably will.
We have Lauren, who is from Acton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lauren did so many things this weekend.
Let's get it.
So many things. On Friday, I went to my daughter's white coat ceremony at UConn Dental School.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's exciting. And then Saturday, I dropped off my son for his freshman year at Northeastern New York City.
Wow.
And Saturday night, we drove up to our flower girl's wedding in upstate New York. And then now we are home and empty nesting, and I'm going back to work today.
Yeah, got to pay for all that college.
Holy cats.
Yeah, right.
How are you feeling?
Weird. This is very weird. Bittersweet.
My girlfriend had to drop off her daughter at college over the last weekend, and she was like, anyone who thinks that you can just cut off 18 years in one day and be fine is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, no, lots of tears this summer and a little this weekend, but trying to embrace the good things too.
Are you going to let your daughter be your new dentist, or have you seen too much raising her?
I don't know if I can let my daughter work in my mouth now. That might go really badly.
It's like, I remember when you sharpened all over my walls. I don't want you working on my molar.
You couldn't cut your steak when you were 7. You think you're getting in there?
I don't trust your fine motor skills.
No, she
does knitting club to enhance her fine motor skills. She's a dynamo.
Wow. Oh, that's super cool. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Lauren. Yeah.
Great, thanks. Have a great day, everybody. Bye. Good to talk to you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tammy's from Peabody. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You went to New York City. What did you do?
We took our 11-year-old for her birthday, and we went to the Jelly Cat Cafe. And jelly cats are a type of stuffed animal, so some of them are in the shapes of foods. So she bought a waffle, and they cook it up right in front of you, and it's just a really fun experience.
All right. I'm just now curious. I'm looking up the official Jelly Cat website, Kennedy. Oh, they're adorable.
Trip to New York City. That's an expensive pancake.
That was an expensive pancake, but it was very well worth it. It was very well worth it.
It was?
Yes. When we saw the smile on our daughter's face, that was
worth it.
That was sealed the deal. Yeah, and our older daughter actually just got onto her JV soccer team. She's entering high school, so it was an exciting weekend.
Oh, that's congratulations to her. What's her name?
Annabelle.
All right. Congratulations, Annabelle. Thanks for sharing that with us, Tammy.
Thank you.
We actually re-entered from our trip on Thursday, so we were in town all weekend.
How was it?
I got to tell you, coming back on a Thursday is nice because you have a couple of days to recover from being gone.
Yes. Let that post-vacation depression sink away for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
The first day back's tough.
The highlight of our weekend, though, was back to school shopping. Because we now have a kid who's going to be a freshman in high school. And since the day he started school in, you know, K-1, he has been in a uniform. Mm-hmm. Boston Public Schools, you wear a collared shirt with your school logo on it and khakis. Mm-hmm. And that has been the uniform for all these years. Mm-hmm. Well, now, as he becomes a freshman, you don't have to wear the uniform anymore.
You don't?
No. But you have to wear pants and a collared shirt.
Oh, uniform.
Yeah, but it's a much more casual uniform.
Okay.
And now you have to find a color palette that your 14-year-old son is fine with. And
he can just stick with the khakis and a white shirt and go with it.
No, he doesn't want to wear those anymore because he's been wearing those since he was, you know, five, six years old.
He wants to add some flavor.
It's just a lot. The thing between him and Lana, because Lana's trying to buy it for him, and he doesn't like anything. And the stuff that he does like is a little high-value stuff.
Oh, kid's got bougie tastes.
Get you to a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls, my friend.
Because you can find
them bougie tastes, but just at a lower price point.
Just let it go. Do you like this? No. How about this? No. Do you like these stripes? Yes. How about this? No. Do you like this? No. How about this? No. You can't afford. No, that's too expensive. That's not enough.
Did it make you miss Hurricane Erin?
I wanted to go back into the hurricane. I wanted to go back into the eye hurricane. It was safer there than it was in between those two.
I can see that.
Than it was at aisle 7 of back to school shopping.
I can see that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need. to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Our good friend B-Side from Gloucester went to a bachelorette weekend with a very interesting theme, Kennedy. Good morning. Right. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning. Good morning. Hi.
And what was the theme?
Yes. Harry Potter, she went from Muggle to Mrs., or soon to be Mrs.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Did you have to dress up, or was it just gifts?
We dressed up. Like, I had Harry Potter gibbets on my unicorn Crocs. I had Team Gryffindor tank top. I had Gryffindor headband. I had custom Gryffindor nails that someone made me. Oh, yes. I went full out.
Wow, that's amazing.
We transformed this farmhouse we rented into Hogwarts. The girl that organized it did an incredible job. We had a Triwizard tournament on Saturday.
No. Smashed about 40 butterbeers with the boys.
So many butterbeers. We had butterballs, everything.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like so much fun. I'm here for it.
All right. Thank you for sharing that view side.
You know, there was at least one woman in that bachelor party that doesn't like Harry Potter, was just along for the ride.
Sometimes you got to do what your girls want to do.
Like, I love Hufflepoof.
Let's see. Our good friend Tom, the movie guy. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. Did you get my video, Carson?
I saw your video. It looked like you built some oasis in your backyard.
I had a guy built a giant 20 by 20 gazebo bar. It's just that we christened it over the weekend, so it's just amazing. Got to spend some of that retirement money that I got.
Get it.
Oh, my
God.
It. There's like a big TV, the pool.
Yeah, we're loving it.
So the party's at Tom's house.
We have a beach house. So we're there all the time.
Yeah, text me the address. We get done with the show at 10. Thanks, Tom. Let's see. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So you, your daughters.
How are you?
Good. Turn down your radio for us. You took your daughters to New York?
Yes, I did. I took them to New York City on Friday because for my daughter's 14th birthday, she wanted to see Hamilton. And I got two tickets, so I drove them in. And they went to see Hamilton. We waited outside the door. We got to see the guys come. It was great. The cast come outside. And then I drove all the way back home to go to Billy Idol with my other daughter. So we got home. I, like, threw my clothes on, and we went to Joan Jett and Billy Idol at Xfinity.
Woohoo!
How was that show?
Yeah, it was amazing. He's great. We had so much fun. And he's just absolutely exactly the way I remember as a young person. So I was happy.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Let's see. Who do I have here? Amy from Brookline. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So it was somebody's fourth year of living.
Fourth year of living. Yes. Juniper, my daughter, who's in the car with me,
We had a birthday party this past Saturday, and we had gotten her a trampoline because we're the crazy parents. So she got to bounce on our trampoline with some friends, and we got to blow up her slide that also gets to have a water slide. So she got to go on the water slide with her friends and jump around, and my husband had purchased tattoos for everyone to put on so they could say, June's all for sharing her birthday with you. So everybody gets to put on tattoos with June on June's face on them. So it was awesome.
It was like a parkour weekend for a four-year-old.
I know, right? So that's there great. You go. A tattoo of our daughter on you. And I still got it on my arm. So there
that's
we go.
Great.
Back to work tomorrow with students, too. So love you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Bye, Juniper. How about you, Producer Dan? How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome. It was busy, but it was awesome. I was in Salem all weekend for a wedding. Kaylee was a bridesmaid in her friend Andrea's wedding, and they've been friends since like kindergarten.
Spooky.
Yeah, we stayed at the Hawthorne Hotel in downtown Salem, which everyone says is haunted, but ooh, everyone says everywhere in Salem is haunted.
Right.
So we had the rehearsal dinner on Friday, and I really didn't know anybody there besides Kaylee, so I got to meet kind of a whole new section of her friend group. That was cool. Met some very interesting people. Saturday was the wedding, and she was in the bridal party, so she was gone for hair and makeup at like 8 a.m. because it's much harder to be a bridesmaid than it is to
be
a
so
groomsman.
It is so hard to be a girl.
Yeah, groomsman, you just show up like at 11, drink some beers, put your suit on. It's much different.
Correct.
For hair, makeup.
Correct.
But you weren't a groomsman, so what'd you do?
I hung out in the hotel all day, mostly slept.
in the quiet?
I sleep so good in hotels, dude. It's quiet.
Same.
No one's bothering me.
Same. It's my dream to live in one.
Yeah, I 100%. Slept for like 12 hours.
Oh my gosh, you needed
buddy.
It.
Really
and then
good.
The wedding was right across from the hotel, so I just strolled over there.
Right.
And then afterwards, the reception was at the Danversport Yacht Club.
Okay.
Which, whoo, that's a nice place.
Dan, I can notice, though, that you were not walking with any kind of a limp, so did we dance?
That's the first thing Kennedy said to me. He's like, you're not hurt. Did you not dance? And I was like, no, I was out there.
Okay.
They all got to see Wedding Dan.
Yeah?
All of the moves.
I'm glad you didn't.
I busted out all of the classics.
Yeah, and you're okay still?
Get Low did come on, but I restrained myself and only got a little.
Oh, see, we're getting wise in our old age, Kennedy. He's learning.
But it was an incredible wedding. Shout out to Jared and Andrew who got
congratulations
married.
Congratulations.
A pleasure to meet them. But the funniest anecdote for me is I posted pictures when we got home yesterday of me and Kaylee at the wedding.
She looked beautiful.
And I said something along the lines of like, beautiful girl, beautiful wedding, beautiful dance moves by me.
Yeah.
And I got multiple DMs and comments saying congratulations on your wedding.
Guys, read.
And I realized maybe the post was vague and it just says beautiful girl, beautiful wedding. But I was not the, like, my cousin from Florida was like, yo, you get married? Damon, who I've known for 15 years here and I see every week, just texted me and said, hey, bro, did you get married last night at like 10 p.m?
Yeah. Dan, congratulations, yeah.
Our
and Kaylee.
Our girl was wearing gray.
That's what
our girl is going to wear white when she goes down.
That's what I thought her not being.
Because I have seen the Pinterest boards and the books and the whatnots. Yeah. I've been inside her brain for a minute and that ain't the dress.
I thought her not being in white would have been a giveaway, but.
Dead giveaway.
That is so good.
We just dropped it like that. No big deal.
Yeah, I eloped secretly this weekend. That's why I missed the beach house.
Somebody else's wedding. We got married. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Dan, my computer's not working. Who do we have playing this morning?
Jess from Goffstown.
Oh, that's right. It's Redemption Week. My apologies. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What was the score when you won before?
4-3.
Oh, you hear that, Kennedy?
I do.
She said she smoked you 4-3.
She did indeed.
She said she crushed your soul and you wanted to quit playing the game forever.
All right.
It's pretty aggressive, Jess.
All right, Carson.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
Did you hear that, Kennedy? She said, get the hell out.
All right, it is Redemption Week. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you have done it. You've done something that most people have never done, which is beat Kennedy twice at her own game.
It's rarefied air.
Yeah, she's now in that soundproof studio. Jess, are you ready?
Ready as we'll ever be.
Question number one, Meghan Trainor fans are complaining she looks unrecognizable in a new viral TikTok that shows off her weight loss. Meghan's biggest song is all about body positivity for women, regardless of size. What is that song called?
All About That Bass.
Question number two. Billy Idol played the Mixed Beach House yesterday. He absolutely crushed it in one of Billy's biggest songs, which he performed at the Beach House. He says, in the midnight hour, we cried blank.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness is not it.
I know. I don't think I've had enough coffee for this one. I don't know.
All right. Question number three. Director Tim Burton, 67 today. He's known for making darker, macabre-style movies. Is it macabre?
I think it's macabre.
Yeah,
you nailed it. Doubt yourself.
I was stumbling a little bit there. Macabre-style movies, and also for working primarily with Johnny Depp and his longtime ex-girlfriend. She also played Bellatrix Lestrange. Who is she?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Question number four. Sydney Sweeney says it was mainly girls who had something negative to say about that company making soap out of her bathwater, saying, I thought that was really interesting because they all love the idea of Jacob Elordi's bathwater. Jacob Elordi starred in this 2023 movie alongside Barry Keoghan and Rosamund Pike. Name that movie.
Oh boy, I think Kennedy has this one on me. I don't know.
All right, and question number five, a guy wanted to propose on the Jumbotron at a Coldplay concert, but Chris Martin asked several questions first, including, quote, is this person your partner? Yes? No one else's partner?
It's important to double check.
He also asked him if they were AI, which I thought was funny. What is the name of the world tour Coldplay is currently on?
Oh, gosh, the cheating catching tour? I don't know.
Oh, I do kind of like that. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey, there's...
Look at you.
Look at me.
One for one.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll all fall apart soon. Kennedy, welcome back. We finally got Jess to stop talking crap about you to answer some questions. It's really
okay.
It's out of control. Jess got 2 out of 5 this time, though, Kennedy.
All right.
Not quite as good as last time, but still pretty strong. Are you ready? These are tough. Question number one, Meghan Trainor fans are complaining she looks unrecognizable in a new viral TikTok that shows off her weight loss. Meghan's biggest song is all about body positivity for women, regardless of size. What is it called?
All About That Bass.
Guys. Stop.
Yep.
Stop.
Yep.
We change. We get bigger. We get smaller. We age. We change. We don't look like
just
we look.
Just don't comment on looks ever.
Just stop.
Just mind your own business. It's completely
just
free.
Just stop. Hit the heart and double tap and move on. Tie to one. Question number two. Billy Idol played the Mixed Beach House yesterday, Kennedy.
You're damn right he did.
And one of Billy's biggest songs, which he performed at the Beach House, he says, in the midnight hour, she cried...
More.
2 to 1. Question number three. Director Tim Burton, 67 today. He's known for making darker, macabre-style movies and also for working primarily with Johnny Depp and his longtime ex-girlfriend. She also played Bellatrix Lestrange. Who is she?
Oh, Tim Burton. Helena Bonham Carter.
3 to 2. Question number four. Sydney Sweeney says it was mainly girls who had something negative to say about the company making soap out of her bathwater. She said she thought it was really interesting because they all love the idea of Jacob Elordi's bathwater.
They sure did.
Double standards.
Indeed. Girl and girl hate is stupid.
Jacob Elordi starred in this 2023 movie alongside Barry Keoghan and Rosamund Pike called...
Saltburn.
Yes. 4 to 2. Question number 5. A guy wanted to propose on the Jumbotron at Coldplay concert. But Chris Martin had questions first.
Did he really?
Yeah. Like, is this your partner?
Ayo.
And no one else's partner. what is the name of the world tour Coldplay is on right now?
Oh. I don't know.
Don't Get Caught Cheating would be a good name for the tour. It is called Music of the Spheres.
All right, of course.
4 to 2 is the final score. Redemption is yours, Kennedy.
Okay.
Redemption is... Yes. Nice job, Kennedy. Jess, we do appreciate you taking the time to come back and play again. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win, so you know the deal.
Oh, this is Jess from Gofftown. I cannot beat Kennedy twice.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. You can also find us on the iHeartRadio app. And it is back again this year. Clear the list.
Got an assignment. Won't you give it a whirl? I need you to hear me, all you humans, boys and girls. All the teachers setting up their rooms. They're not giving a damn thing. You might think that it's assumed. We need your help, it's true. Can't clear the list without you.
If you go to mix1041.com and click on clear the list, you will see all of the teachers. You can go in there and search by town if you want to help out that way. So Carrie is an occupational therapist at Groton Dunstable Regional High School. And her classroom obviously is a little bit different being an occupational therapist. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. So tell us, how can we help you? What's going on in your classroom this year?
This is a very unique situation. So as an occupational therapist, I don't typically have a classroom, but this year I'm partnering with two different special ed teachers, and we're kind of making a new classroom for a group of students who are coming up for the first time to the high school. We already have a daily living skills program for older students who are kind of postgraduate that are going out to vocational sites and working and learning those skills. But we have a new group of students who we have to kind of teach those skills to in school first. And so as an OT, I kind of do that. I look at what kind of interests they have, their strengths that they have, and we build from there to kind of figure out how they can be as independent in the high school setting as well as when they get to be adults.
Can you speak to sort of how this is different from like what other teachers might be asking for in terms of what's on your list and why it's so important?
Sure. So this it's different than a typical classroom because we have students with so many different needs. We have a variety of students who have communication difficulties, who have sensory difficulties, who even just coming up to the high school is going to be a whole new experience for them. And so they have to have a home base that can help them kind of regulate and stay so they can attend and focus on school and the tasks that we're asking them to do, because this is a whole brand new thing for them. So we're asking for a lot of like sensory activities, fidgets, things that they can take into the general classrooms that won't be super distracting, but will help them focus on the academics that they might be encountering or in their elective classes that they're going to be joining. So it's a little bit different, and like, gotcha. We'll be doing life skills and vocational skills and a lot of that. But that all requires materials, right? We have to make bins and kind of keep all those tasks and really kind of set up a sensory space for them so that they can be relaxed and ready to go when they go out to the regular school.
Okay, so what you can do, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We'll text you a link directly to the website where you can find everybody from Clear the List, or you can go to mix1041.com and you will see it on there. And we're going to try and help you clear that list this morning. Okay, Carrie?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, of course. And thank you for what you're doing. There is Carrie, an occupational therapist at Groton Dunstable Regional High School. And you can hear from her. You know, you haven't put money out of your own pocket. Now there are three teachers trying to team up to help tackle this issue of not having the monies to be able to, you know, outfit the classroom properly. So now we have Kate. Kate has taught visual arts at the same school for 15 years, but her story is unlike most. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So tell us, why is your story so unusual?
Well, as you guys may know, I just had a kidney transplant this March. So after my several years teaching in the same school, same district, same classroom, I had it pretty organized and everything was, you know, I knew what to order every year. I knew what supplies I had. And unfortunately, while I was gone, in my absence, a lot of things were missing, destroyed, and I just came back and I needed a refresh and I needed supplies badly. And with all my medical bills on top of everything else, being a single mom, it's been really difficult to gain back those things. As you guys know, the government supplies big basic materials for us.
So, before we even get into the list, how are you feeling after a kidney transplant?
I'm
March. You guys, this was in March that this happened. And now she's setting up a classroom.
I was there all week last week, doing everything I could, you know, refresh, rebuild, just like my own personal life. I shout out to my donor, Kate, my donor's name is Kate also. I wouldn't be here without her. So that's a huge part of my life, and why I'm so grateful and ready to, you know, just kind of give the room a refresh and make sure the kids have everything they need going forward. And hopefully I'm there, you know, throughout the rest of my time.
And how much do you normally spend to outfit your classroom?
That's a great question. If I were to add it up, I definitely hundreds of dollars.
But the thing of it is that she had all this stuff already. And now it's all wrecked. Yeah. So now she has to start all over from scratch.
On top of the medical bills from surgery.
Right?
Take all of my money. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I do have to say, I feel very blessed and grateful for this opportunity. I also feel a little guilty. I don't like reaching out. I don't like, you know, asking for things like
Stop
that.
Right
but
there.
It's not for me. This isn't for me. It's for the students of Middleborough.
Yes. We realize that. And please take that off your brain.
It's okay to ask for help.
It's okay to ask for help. Yes, Dan. Perfect.
Okay. So we're going to post all of this again on mix1041.com. If you want to help Kate, who is a visual arts teacher in Middleborough, go to mix1041.com, click on clear the list. And again, they're all listed in there. You can go in, you know, Attleboro, Beverly, Boston. You'll see it right in order there. If you got a few extra bucks and you want to help out one of these teachers,
man.
You know, they could really use it. You mean you hear these individual stories, and as you hear her say, she's spending hundreds of dollars out of her own pocket while still managing her health.
Yeah.
And trying to get healthy.
With a brand new shiny kidney.
Right. And I'm sure that was cheap. Kidneys are cheap these days, you know, tariffs and all.
I know how much a gallbladder was. Kidney's got to be more.
Probably.
And the gallbladder wasn't cheap.
Carson and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ready on Mix 104.1.
So everybody is back from vacation on the show. Hopefully you got some rest and relaxation in Jamaica, Kennedy, and me and Lana got back from the Dominican on Thursday. And so, Kennedy, as you were posting all these glorious pictures of you and a wonderful tropical drink on a beach in this beautiful weather.
I posted too.
And I was kind of joking that there was a little bit of rain.
I mean, it rained when I was there too, but I just didn't post that part.
Yeah, we had a hurricane.
We had a straight-on hurricane.
We had a hurricane.
I just had some smidgens of leftovers.
Hurricane Erin decided to make her presence known.
Yeah.
As we landed in the Dominican. And yeah, I mean, when you go to these parts of the world during the summer, you know that in the afternoon you're going to get some rain showers. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of the climate there.
Yeah, yeah.
But to have a hurricane come through just kind of changes the vibe.
Yeah.
And there's this thing of don't talk about it with some people. Like if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Like a no-hitter?
Yeah. Like you can't say, man, what is this hurricane going to do? And then everybody looks at you going, how can you talk about the hurricane?
And I'm like, suppose I wouldn't if I was at an airport. But other than that.
Right. Like, it's out there. Me talking about it or not talking about it isn't going to change the trajectory of what the meteorologists are saying for this thing. So we get to the resort. We get inside to the lobby to check in. And the skies open up. It is a deluge, if you will.
But there was no time where they like, don't come, or the airlines were like, we're canceling flights.
They would never say that. They never tell you that because they don't want to stop you from coming. They never mention it. You never see anything about weather anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just not around because they still want you to come. It's like not calling a game at Fenway for 2 hours because you sit in the ballpark and drink beer and eat food, right? And it's the same thing for the resorts. If they tell you not to come and then the weather doesn't come, then they're screwed.
I figured if nothing else, the airlines wouldn't be able to fly. So I just didn't know. But.
Yeah. So while we were getting in ahead of it.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So a deluge opens up. It is 50 miles an hour. Winds are blowing. Palm fronds are coming down.
Like it does.
I mean, people are scattering. I feel bad for all the staff at the hotel because they are trying everything they can to do to clear the water because like a lot of resorts in these parts of the world, it's all like open air.
You know?
There's no windows. There's no doors. It adds to the ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a
and
real problem when the wind is blowing
flying everywhere.
50 miles an hour.
Sure, sure.
And luggage is going everywhere.
Yeah, when you have Category 5 ambiance.
Right. And it's just stuff everywhere. And so we said, you know what? We'll just figure it out. We'll do whatever we got to do.
Right?
Thankfully, it's kind of stopped, and we just spent a lot of time in the pool, under the clouds, the occasional. And then finally, it cleared up. I think it was on, so we came home Thursday, and Wednesday, the skies opened up. And we quickly realized that we were so glad the skies hadn't opened up sooner because it's like 1,000 degrees down there, and we're New Englanders, and we're not ready for that sun. We are not built for the sun in the Dominican. We are not ready for it.
So what did you do the whole time down there? It was raining. You spent a lot of time in the hotel bar?
No, honestly, we sat in the pool, even through the rain. We were just like, mm-hmm. You know what? We're going to
the pool. The rain is great. And I mean, barring lightning, but I love that vibe.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it was. Occasionally you get a few sprinkles come by. You know, we were one of those resorts that was adults only. Mm-hmm. It was like 18 and up. So that was kind of nice. I've never done that before.
The only way to fly.
They have an adjacent resort that has families, so occasionally you see some there's some common areas like the karaoke bar we didn't realize was actually in a common area for the youngs. So we're in the karaoke bar at about 11 o'clock at night one night, and then some mom rolls in with her like two toddlers, and they're up there singing Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey, which I thought was an interesting choice, but
stellar
you do
parenting.
That was interesting to me. But it was nice kind of being in an adults-only resort. It was a lot of fun. We had a large group of people. You know, there was 11 of us. It was my sister-in-law's
40th. I didn't realize there were 11 of you.
So, surprise, I didn't either. I honestly did not know.
Did they not tell you that? Because you would have been
like, no, of course they told us. I just wasn't paying attention. I did not realize all these people.
You couldn't pay me. Literally, you couldn't pay me.
It was the best part of the trip.
Was it?
It was an absolute blast. Lana made hats for her sister for her 40th. Like a logo, like
the whole thing.
A whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we all wore our hats, and people were always asking us, what are those hats about?
Aww.
You know, that sort of thing. So
I'm glad it was fun.
It was a vibe in that way.
Good.
It was a lot of fun
made up
to
for
be
the
around.
Weather.
Yeah. We went out and played golf one day, Lana and I did.
Oh, we've seen it. We talked about
it. Yeah, we saw the video.
It's been highly covered.
Yes. Oh, my God.
The people were concerned.
As were you.
It was wild because it was like, oh, it's not going to rain this day. And then we get on like the sixth hole and it is cats and dogs, utter pandemonium. I don't think the heavy stuff is coming down for a while. Like, land is about being blown off the golf course. We're like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Everything is
we're
fine.
We're having fun, damn it.
How'd Barrett do alone for a week?
Exactly what he thought.
He told me he was bored.
Yeah.
And I was like, we made a mistake here. Or maybe you didn't make a mistake. Is that, you know, because our vacations overlapped, you and I didn't have the conversation of what Barrett would be doing while you were gone.
Right.
And I was like, you should have called me. Auntie was here and she would have taken you out.
He was also trying to get over to what, you know, ever he had from camp. You know,
was so he sick? Oh,
he was
bless.
Taking meds. So I think it was good for him. He pretty much sat in his room and played video games for 4 days. And yeah. I'm okay with that.
Next time you and Lana vacation, I'm going to go to your house and throw a party. Show them how it's done.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Nick from Weymouth.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy. Good morning, guys.
Nikki! How we doing?
Good. How's everyone going?
Good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Nick?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you as well.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture, Nick. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie Kennedy, of course, that is an L for you. She's now in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Ready, Eddie.
Tom Hiddleston looked uneasy with his ex Taylor Swift's name coming up during a UK radio chat. Which of these men are not one of Taylor's exes? Which one is not? Nick Jonas, John Mayer, Taylor Lautner. Which one is not?
Oh, God, I am not a Swifty. I'm going to go with John Mayer.
Kirsten Dunst revealed that her son James had a serious healthcare scare while she was away filming in Budapest. Luckily, everyone is fine now. Which movie does Kirsten Dunst deliver this line? I said, brr, it's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere.
Oh, I had an older sister. I know that. Bring it on, baby.
Carson,
bring
you never on. Make it on the cheer squad with that energy.
Campbell's Soup and PBR have gotten together to introduce two new Campbell's Soup varieties that are both infused with PBR's beer. They're available exclusively at Walmart.
Of course.
What does PBR stand for?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
The new Saturday Night Live cast will be announced in about a week, and Lorne Michaels is promising to shake things up. The only returnee so far is James Austin Johnson, who plays President Trump. After the cold open, what phrase do they start every episode of SNL with?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
And question number five, Matthew McConaughey is going on a book tour and bringing along famous artists to each city. For his Tulsa, Oklahoma stop, Matthew is bringing out Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan had one song reach number one in the country. It's I Remember Everything, featuring which female country star?
Dang it. Sorry.
All right.
I got a Mac on that one.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. I don't think you know what a Mac is.
Kennedy!
I think you did okay. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Nick got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friend.
It was very good.
All right.
These are difficult. You ready?
Yep.
Tom Hiddleston looked uneasy when his ex Taylor Swift's name came up during a UK radio chat. Which of these are not? Which of these men are not a Taylor Swift ex? Okay. Which one is not? Nick Jonas, John Mayer, Taylor Lautner.
The Jonas.
1-0.
Joe Jonas is an ex, though. Try to trick you.
Yeah.
She actually put out a song called Dear John. Maybe you check it out later, Nick. You'll learn something about her relationship with him. Question number two. Kirsten Dunst revealed that her son James had a serious health scare while she was away filming in Budapest. Luckily, everything is fine now. Which movie does Kirsten Dunst deliver this line? I said, Burr, it's cold in here. There must be some toros in the atmosphere.
That's from Bring It On.
I think I nailed it, Dan.
You got to watch the movie and then rethink that.
2-1, question number three. Campbell's Soup and PBR have gotten together to introduce two new soup varieties. They are both infused with PBR, and they're available exclusively at Walmart.
America.
What does PBR stand for?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
3-2, question number four. The new Saturday Night Live cast will be announced in about a week, and Lorne Michaels is promising to shake things up. The only returnee so far is James Austin Johnson, who plays President Trump, obviously. After the cold open, what phrase do they start every episode of SNL with?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
4-3, question number five. Matthew McConaughey is going on a book tour and bringing along famous artists to each city. For Tulsa, he's bringing out Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan has had one song reach number one. It's called I Remember Everything, featuring which female country star?
Casey Musgraves?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, yes. Nice job.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Oh, man.
Nikki! You got to hold that L, kid.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nick, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Nikki from Weymouth, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Oh, my God. Call back anytime.
This is my guy right here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Tammy from Southie.
Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
I think you and Tammy were neighbors at some point, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
of course. We're on Columbia. We're on G Street.
Where L Street, K Street. Where were you?
I've been on C Street and I've been near Columbia.
There
so.
We go.
Told you. I knew it. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes. Kennedy, leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to win yourself $1,000 this morning, Tammy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kennedy has left the studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Dan, I did not print you out a copy.
I sure don't have one.
I thought it'd be fun for you to play this morning.
Flying blind over here.
Are you ready? Question number one.
I'm ready.
The cast of Dawson's Creek will reunite September 22nd for a reading of the pilot episode. They're doing it to benefit the charity F Cancer, as well as the lead of the show, who's fighting cancer himself. What is his name?
James Vanderbeek.
This material girl is reportedly cooling it with more with the more intense cosmetic procedures because her 29-year-old boyfriend likes her the way she is. Who is she?
Madonna.
Big Boy is teaming up with Whirlpool to give one lucky fan a one-of-a-kind washer-dryer that plays so fresh, so clean.
So fresh is so clean.
Anyone can register for a chance to win. What group was he in?
Run DMC.
Question number four. Are Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz a thing? People are speculating it's true. Who is her dad?
Oh,
Lenny Kravitz.
Question number five. Netflix has scored its first number one box office hit with this animated movie. Can you name the movie?
Oh, was it? Can you tell me if it was this year?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, it's out now.
Okay. Animated movie.
I watched it, Dan. It's actually the songs.
Sausage Party?
Yes, Sausage Party.
Sausage Party. For the children.
For the kids. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! It's okay. Kennedy's not going to know that one either. It's fine.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Tammy from Southie got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. There's $1,000 on the line for Tammy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The cast of Dawson's Creek will reunite September 22nd for a reading of the pilot episode. They're doing it to benefit the charity of cancer, as well as the lead of the show who's fighting cancer himself. Who is he?
James Vanderbeek.
Tie to one, question number two. This material girl is reportedly cooling it with the more intense cosmetic procedures because her 29-year-old boyfriend likes her the way she is. Who is she?
Madonna.
She recently turned 27. Ha! Ha! 2-2. Question number three. Big Boy is teaming up with Whirlpool to give one lucky fan a one-of-a-kind washer-dryer that plays so fresh, so clean.
I'm here for it.
It's a brilliant marketing campaign.
Anyone can register for a chance to win it, Kennedy. Can you name the group he was in?
Outkast?
Yes, it is Outkast, not Run DMC. 3-2. Are Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz a thing? What do you think, Kennedy?
Well, I think you've had two different questions this morning, both about Zoe Kravitz and two different men. Can we just lay off?
Well, what is she doing?
Rumors are...
her movies, that's what.
Rumors are rumoring, Kennedy.
Out there being a woman with men?
How dare she stand next to a man?
Hussy.
Who is her dad?
Lenny. One Lenny Kravitz.
Leonard, I believe, is what he likes to be called by
his
friends.
Oh, my God, could you imagine?
Calling him Leonard.
No.
Leonard, dinner's ready. 4-3, question
bring
number
five. Bring your see-through mesh shirt.
Question number five. Netflix scored its first number one box office hit with this animated movie. Name the movie.
Wait, I'm sorry. One more time?
Netflix just scored its first number one.
It's the K-pop thing, and we talked about it this morning, but I don't remember.
I watched it on the plane. It's actually really good, and the music's fantastic. K-pop Demon Hunters.
K-pop Demon Hunters. That's it. That's
My
it.
Wife was judging me. She's like, what are you watching? You're an adult.
I've heard I'm supposed to watch it. I've heard it's good.
I enjoyed it. I haven't finished it yet, but it's so good. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Ding dong.
Tammy, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but quickly, I was told you are a nurse, and we just want to say thank you for everything you do at work. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Of course.
You're the best. You're the best.
Around.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tammy from South Boston. I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.